Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio, Needle Drop Radio.
This is Needle Drop Radio. My name's Jeff, and this is episode number 66. Thanks a lot for tuning in and checking out the show. This will be our last regular episode of 2011, because next week, on the 21st, I'm going to put up this year's Christmas episode, and I'm so excited about it. I did a Christmas episode last year. It came out great. This year, not only is it turning out great, it turned into something I could have never imagined, which is a benefit compilation album that will be available for download the same day my episode goes up, which is the 21st. You will be able to download this through Bandcamp only, and just so great. So many bands reacted in a positive way, donating tracks to this thing, and Adam Tabor from the band Still Automatic has helped me put this together. He actually kicked it off, and he and I have been rounding up bands, promoting, doing everything we can to get the word out, and everything has just been so positive. What a great way to end the year. 100% of the proceeds will go to starlight.org, which is a Starlight Children's Foundation. It goes for sick and disabled kids in the hospital, helps make their life a little bit better. And you can help out by downloading this album as soon as it goes up. So great. So many great bands. You guys aren't going to believe. The tracks are so awesome so far. And just great all around. Now, I wanted to mention that I did make a mistake a couple weeks back. Nobody pointed it out. I was surprised. But I caught it after the fact. And you know it's bound to happen. I'm usually pretty good about checking my facts. But I did make a mistake when I played Operation Ivy a couple weeks back. I played the track Sleep Long. And I mentioned that it's off their album, Energy. Well, it's actually off the EP, Hectic. And I made the mistake because I always had the collection of Unity, I think it was called, which was everything, the album, the EP, and those B-sides that were floating around out there. So that was my mistake. Sleep Long is actually off the EP, Hectic. So got that out of the way. This week, I got great stuff lined up, old and new. I got some great, great old classics. Some very early Bad Religion. I'll play something old from Descendants, a classic one from them. And then new stuff from Crowbait. I'll play something brand new from The Rations. So good, this Rations EP that just came out. Something new from a band called Nure. And something new from The Copyrights. So we got great stuff lined up. And to kick it off this week, I'm going to go to Sweden, 2005. A great album called Kingwood from a great band who actually met a long time ago. One of my bands actually got to play with them. And nice guys, great band. Here we go to kick off the show this week. Here's Millencolin doing Farewell My Hell.
Try your looking at, butthead?
From 1987, that was The Descendants doing Cambridge, and that comes off the album All. Cambridge, I think I would put that in my top five favorite songs from The Descendants. So good, that song. And to kick off the show this week, I went with Melancholin doing Farewell My Hell. And up next, I want to play something from that Rations EP I was telling you guys about a few minutes ago. I played the Rations on the show before. The guy Wells, who's in the band and runs 86 Records, such a nice guy, so supportive of my show, and I loved the Rations album. I mean, the artwork, the packaging, the album, everything about it was so great, and I was so looking forward to this EP, and I think they really stepped it up a few notches on this one. Every song was so good, and I found myself never wanting the songs to end. A couple of them, well, one of them is over 3 minutes, and I still felt like it was too short. That's how good it was. It was just great chord progressions throughout, great melodies and everything, and just really, really good. There's five tracks on it, and I had trouble picking one. So let's see. This came out on a bunch of different labels. No matter where you are in the world, Japan, Canada, UK, US, you can find a label that is putting this out, and you can get it straight from them. Me, I'd go with 86th being in the U.S., but Drunken Sailor, Pavonis in Canada, just a bunch of labels all over the place, and they all came together to help put out this release. Go to Bandcamp to hear all the tracks if you want, and I highly recommend it. Here is, off their brand new EP, How Much Land Does a Man Need? Here is The Rations doing Parentheses. right, brand new stuff that'll be out in a couple weeks. That is a band called Neur. It's spelled N-E-U-R. And the track is called Neur Saves Time. That's off an untitled EP. I believe there's six tracks on that that you can hear on Bandcamp. That EP is going to be put out by Foolios, which my buddy Dan runs that website, the blog, foolios.com. Like I said, you can find the tracks on Bandcamp. He's going to be putting it out on cassette, I believe. Probably limited release on tape. I picked that one because I thought it really represented their math rock side. Not all of the songs are so technical like that. And some of them are a little more, maybe sloppy, I would say, but in a great way. Really good stuff. So I'm really looking forward to that. I'd love to see the finished product when it comes out. A couple weeks should be. Before that, we had brand new stuff from The Rations. And again, the EP is called How Much Land Does a Man Need? That is a must get. Go get that right away. Up next for the next one, I'm going to go back to 1981. Something great early from Bad Religion, from their first one, How Could Hell Be Any Worse? I always go back to this album. So, so good. Here is Bad Religion kicking off that album with We're Only Gonna Die.
Give it up.
All right, I have a feeling that's going to make a lot of people's top 10 lists this year. That's the Copyrights doing Bow Down off the album North Sentinel Island. Brand new stuff. And before that, we had Bad Religion, classic stuff from 81. That was them doing We're Only Gonna Die. All right, guys, time to pick the cover song of the week. This week, I'm going with a song that first came out back in 1989. Very important to me when it came out. One of the first bands that I really, really got into. Put it to you this way. I signed up for their fan club. Now, I believe I was, 11, maybe 12 years old. And I'm talking about the band Skid Row and their debut self-titled album. Meant so much to me back then. And when you're that young and a band affects you that much, you kind of never get over them. I'll always be able to throw on some Skid Row and just enjoy it unironically, just thoroughly enjoy it. And I'm talking about the song I Remember You. It was a huge hit for the band all over the place. And I'm going with a version that came out in 04 by a Japanese band called Dustbox. Came off an EP called Triangle, which I don't have, but I tracked down this song for the show. I loved what they did with it. I know a lot of bands have covered this. I'd say five or six bands at least have done this song. And it actually was one of the first ones that I learned on guitar when I was about 13. It means a lot to me, and I was glad I found this version. And here we go. This is Dustbox doing the old Skid Row classic, I Remember You.
Yeah. devil wants you associating with little girls.
Why not, Mama?
Because little girls are the devil.
All right, that's new stuff right there from the band Crowbait. That track's called Calling Your Bluff, and it comes off the Three Tickle Guys EP, which is a split release through a bunch of labels, just like that Rations one. Actually, Drunken Sailor and Eager Beaver both helped out with Crowbait and the Rations, so it's funny how it worked out like that this week. But a bunch of labels, ADD, Dirt Cold, Solidarity, Lost Cat, and the band is out of New York, Long Island, New York. That's their debut release, is that EP. Again, just like with a lot of the bands and a lot of the releases I talk about, you go to Bandcamp to hear the tracks, and then by all means, go to one of those labels and buy it, the physical release through them, that 7-inch. It's on blue and white vinyl, and very, very good stuff. A lot of you are going to love the whole thing. Again, that was Crowbait. And before that, we had Dustbox out of Japan doing our cover song of the week, which was I Remember You by Skid Row. And that'll do it, guys. Great week this week. Had so much fun putting it together. I hope you enjoyed it. And let's do a couple things. Really, literally, a couple things. I want to thank Wells Tipley from 86 Records and Rations. And I also want to thank Dan Weckworth from Foolios.com. Thanks for your help, guys. Thanks for all your support. Next week is the big Christmas episode extravaganza. So good. You know, last year, my Christmas episode ended up being one of my top downloaded episodes from the whole year. All throughout the whole year. In July and August, that episode was still getting lots and lots of downloads, which I was totally surprised by. But a lot of fun. And this year, I will be world premiering tracks from so many great bands. The Haddonfield, Still Automatic, my band Hope Record did one for it, Lipstick Homicide is doing one, Colin Farrell from Italy, just so many great bands, and I can't name them all right now. You guys will have to tune in. Make sure you're subscribing to my show in iTunes so you automatically get the episode, or follow me on Twitter to find out as soon as it goes up, or follow Punk the Halls on Twitter. They're also on Facebook for more info bigger list of bands, and all of that. Everything you guys need. It's going to be so fun. I'm so looking forward to it. What a great way to end the year. A benefit for children. And it doesn't get much better than that. Thanks for listening, guys, and I will see you next week.